This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So here's Buck's favorite
Oregon Coast soundtrack music.
Yeah, the War on Drugs.
Yeah. It's a vibe. Yeah. That'd be your vibe, that's fine. Yeah. Mix it up next.
This is In the News, Feb 28, 2025. A woman was arrested after stealing a dump truck by knife point on Thursday. Deputies reported to Northwest Onion Company, just north of Brooks, around 2 p.m. They spoke with employees who said the woman, 35-year-old Tiffany Cummings, had taken off with the vehicle after making threats with a knife. Officers tracked down the dump truck near Portland Road and Howell Prairie Road Northeast.
More like Tiffany Goings, if I'm catching a drift.
I like that. Cummings and Goings refused to get out of the vehicle. Law enforcement sicked the dog on her. Is that the right? Like, what is the
past tense of when they?
Yeah. What would that?
I don't know.
I'm stumped.
They sought. They
sicked it.
They
sicked it.
Sicked. There's no way we're getting that right.
No, we're wrong on all levels there. They deployed a canine unit. Said she had been non-compliant. I kind of want to see what happened there. Like, so the canine just jumps into the cab and rips her out of there?
I'm looking up the official past tense, and it is sicked.
It is sicked.
Yeah, S-I-C-C-E-D or S-I-C-K-E-D.
They sicked
he
the dog
sicked
on
his dog on
that
me.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, then you can blame AI, because that's what AI says it is.
No victims or witnesses injured. Now, if you steal a dump truck, I don't know why you would steal a dump truck, but
because you're on meth or fentanyl.
Right. You're not thinking clearly, but if you did steal a dump truck, would you load it up with some crap you got to get to the dump before you, you know?
I think if you're stealing it, your motivation for stealing it is to try to turn it into some money-making endeavor for you. So I think you're less worried about the utility of moving your stuff around and more, where can I take this to flip it?
I hate going to the dump. It's really annoying because the 1-800 Got Junks, like, I hope they're not a sponsor. Maybe they are.
They might be.
I'm sure they're wonderful.
Know.
But I find that a little too expensive. But if you don't have a truck and you just got a few things you got to get rid of, it's like, do I want to make a trip over there? Can I get them into my car? It's just annoying. So maybe stealing a dump truck is the answer.
I can't imagine that's a worthwhile plan.
I have concepts of a plan.
In more stolen... I guess vehicle news? Is a boat a vehicle? Is it a...
A boat is a vehicle.
It's more of a vessel.
Yeah.
A 42-year-old man from Aberdeen, Washington, is being held on $250,000 bail after he allegedly stole an 80-foot, $8 million commercial fishing boat.
Nice.
Out of Westport, with the crew still on board.
Oh, okay. Were they sleeping and surprised, or did he just kind of Somali pirate this thing?
No, they were docked, and he jumped on, and he convinced them that he was the new captain of the boat.
So he did Somali pirate it. I am the captain now. That's what he did on freaking Captain Phillips.
A subject had boarded the vessel, woke the crew, and advised them that they needed to get underway. The newer crew did not know the captain, but didn't argue, thinking he was an alternate operator or someone sent by the real captain. He surely acted the part, as he knew how to start and operate the large vessel.
Wild card, bitches!
After a short while, the crew grew suspicious of his behavior and called the boat's actual captain from the bridge. And after speaking with the captain, they determined that they were on a stolen boat.
Can you imagine being that captain and getting that call? No, I didn't send somebody down there. What are you... You have my boat? Where?
Well, and how dumb do you think the captain thinks the crew is?
Real
it's
dumb.
Like, you morons.
If I was doing this, don't you think I would have told you?
Yeah.
A lot of that going on.
Well, they finally figured out something was wrong. The subject driving the boat was talking about meeting the Chinese mothership and was not making sense. He certainly was not describing fishing activities.
China!
So as they were getting out of Gray's Harbor and about to cross into the ocean, that's when they knew, oh boy. So the police were called, and he actually turned the boat around and returned it to the harbor. So he had $4,000 cash on him and a large quantity of marijuana.
Nice. Doesn't really seem like a stoner plan, though. Does it?
No.
Seems like more of an upper kind of a plan.
The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
So you have time for one more story here on In the News today. Which Oregon town made the list of most adorable coastal towns in the world? You know, you were talking about your affinity for the Oregon coast yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess?
Well, we just recently stayed in Neskowin, and it was really nice. And
Neskowin.
It was really small. It said quaint. What was the descriptor here? Oregon's most what?
Most adorable coastal town.
Adorable. I was looking for that adjective.
In the word. In the world.
Oh.
Not the word. The world.
Adorable?
Yes. They are calling it adorable. And it is adorable.
Manzanita? Yachts?
No, you're overthinking it. Come on.
Cannon Beach.
Yes.
Okay.
Cannon Beach.
When I heard adorable, I was thinking smaller. So.
Number three. Well, Cannon Beach is pretty small.
Yeah.
Says Pacific Northwesterners have been vacationing here for decades, but only recently has the Oregon coast been recognized on a larger scale. Cannon Beach is the home to the insta-famous Haystack Rock, where during the right season you can see numerous bird species. Additionally, the town is known to be super dog-friendly. That is true. We take Molly two poops.
Yep. That's a great thing about a lot of Oregon beaches, is most of them are pretty dog-friendly.
Number one is Sayulita, Mexico. Sayulita. Colorful surfer's village on the Pacific Ocean, flanked on the other side by the Sierra Madre Mountains.
Nice.
And then, have you ever been to Australia?
No. I've been to Fiji.
World travels? Byron Bay, Australia is the second. Cannon Beach is actually third on this list.
How about that?
How about that?
A lot of treasures here in little old Oregon.
Yeah, Cannon Beach is great. I will hear no...
It's amazing.
Cannon Beach slander.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. That's it, bros. True in the News, February 28, 2025. Coming up next, we've got the Hot 5 at 5. A lot of NFL news today. And then Joey Harrington will join us from a very special place at 5:30 on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.